Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast. I am your co-host, Neil C.
And I am Annalise.
And here we are for our third show. It's it's kind of funny because I was thinking earlier, it'll be neat to see what the show is like in 4 months, 5 months, a year. Because we don't, the show doesn't have a personality yet. I mean, right now it's just...
ever evolving.
Yeah. And it's just us kind of, we don't know what to do or where to go or...
It's just us talking. Yeah. And talking about stuff.
Or what we want the goals to be. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be fun to listen back and be like, holy crap, what were we doing? Or
the, so unprofessional.
Or the other way, listen back and go, we were so much better then.
Right. Well, either become really corporate or become super boring. I don't know.
Yeah. Because we're so corporate. In fact, why don't you tell people what you're wearing right now?
Hi. I'm wearing a Batman onesie.
What is that? Fleece? Is it fleece? Is that what they call that? Fleece Batman's onesie.
Batman onesie.
Yeah, it's an adult onesie. Actually, it's not. I don't think it's an adult, isn't it?
I think we have to get the kid size because I'm tiny.
Because you're tiny, yeah. So, yeah. So but she has it. The. Well, you know what? Actually, I'm going to have to put a picture of it up on the website. Yeah, because it's, yeah. So Annalise is in her Batman onesie. I am actually wearing, I guess, pajama pants.
If you will, yeah, flannels.
And just a t-shirt. It is a rainy Saturday here.
It is a freak t-shirt, though.
It is a freak. Yeah, it does say freak on it. It is a rainy Saturday here, so we haven't done a ton. Although we did go back to the library.
I did have another book on hold, and we picked up about 10 more books.
How many books did you drop off?
About 10.
And how many did you pick up?
About 10.
So how many audio books do you have right now to put in our computer?
Shut up. You have a problem.
No, really. How many do you have?
About 20.
20 audiobooks. So if you take the 10 you turn in, that's 30 in 7 days. Granted, you still have to put in 20.
Well.
How many have you listened to this week?
At least 3.
Oh, cool. So these should last a while.
Right. Well,
I'm just glad we're not buying them.
No, no. Well, they're too expensive to buy. They're more expensive than regular books. And I'm super happy that the library has them. And
I'm sure the authors appreciate that.
Well, honestly, it's too expensive. Well, I mean, I've definitely bought a few, and we bought books, and you know, I have a huge collection of books. And so me purchasing stuff isn't the problem. It's that I listen to them over and over and over again. And so the library is a good place for that, and I like to support the library. But the average audiobook is something like what, between 8 and 12 hours, and I listen to books all day long, so
that's good. Yeah, so we took a little rainy drive out to our local library,
and there was a man outside who was very upset that apparently some old man stole his
dude
umbrella.
Was pissed.
He was super pissed.
Dude was pissed.
I thought he was gonna get a little aggro on us, and I was like, "What's this guy all about?" Remember, I even mentioned, "I'm like, oh, this guy's trouble."
Yeah,
and he's just like, "Hey, did you see a guy?" I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Well, he stole my umbrella."
mid 30s, would you say?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, he said some old man just walked and stole his, I guess he left his umbrella outside of the library
right,
when
it was
he went
wet.
In.
He was being polite.
Yeah. And some old dude stole his umbrella. Yeah. He was not happy.
Right.
Yeah. And it's always funny. Like,
and that is a bummer. I mean, that's kind of not cool.
So. Yeah. So we went to the library, and I'm wearing, obviously most people that listen to this don't know what I look like, but I'm wearing Calvin Klein jeans, Doc Martens, because you know I'm in the frick stuck in the 80s, an LL Bean like zip up jacket type thing, and a baseball cap. So I just look like typical goofball California, like disgusting Prius driving dork. I guess, kind of.
We don't drive a Prius,
no,
by the way.
We don't. No, which is fine. To all those who want to drive Priuses,
right, for sure.
Fine.
Totally.
But I'm not that guy. I'm really not that guy. I mean, I I have a lot of tattoos. I'm like,
well, you can't see any of those tattoos your L.L. Bean zip up.
So I look like total prep monster.
You did look a little bit like
and
that.
And so guy comes up.
If anything, I looked a little bit darker because I think I had on a black jacket, some jeans, some Vans, Converse, and I had on a Nightmare Before Christmas baseball cap. So.
Right. Yeah. No, you definitely had the edge today. But when guy came up, I'm like, oh, I hope this guy's not going to mess with us because it's going
to
be
don't want that shit to go down in the library parking lot.
No, you don't. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if he's judging the book by its cover, it's not going to
go well for him.
Well, not that. I have no desire to, you know, I don't want to fight anybody ever.
Tussle in the library parking lot.
But it just like, if he's like, oh, there's Yuppie dude, I'm going to, you know, give a hard time to him. Thinking like, oh, no, it's just kind of awkward. Just kind of
so,
awkward.
Right now I have in my head the whole YouTube video of the Whole Foods parking lot video from YouTube.
Oh yeah.
It's just going down in the Whole Foods parking lot. Yeah. That whole thing is montage is going
that was
through my head
a
right
song,
now.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Some guys did that. It's amazing. Good job. But
that was good. Yeah.
That just totally blew into my head. But
it's
we
funny.
Went to the library and
yeah, so we got more audiobooks for you. So it was an exciting I got to use my library card today. Yes. Last time
gotta keep that active.
Last time mine got canceled because I didn't use it enough, so apparently, you know, I wanted to get in there.
You have to check
today.
Out of books once a year, but yeah, apparently
no, I think it's more
2 years
than that.
Once every 2 years.
Oh really? I didn't use it that long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. But it's funny you bring up Prius drivers, because I used to drive a big truck. Mm-hmm. Big four-wheel drive truck that we affectionately called the compensator to make up for my tiny penis. And so I have to commute a little bit to work. And
they both commute.
Yes.
Wow.
The truck is awesome. I love the truck. It was one of it's a truck that wasn't a truck. You know, it had like really nice, it was just a nice vehicle, but I don't know. It wasn't a work truck. So we decided to get rid of it. So I get something that was much more fuel friendly. Mm-hmm. As far as how much we used and less on maintenance, and ended up with a little vehicle that we affectionately called Pedro.
There was only two rules: good on gas, can it fit a mountain bike?
That's right, can it fit a mountain bike, which I actually had to remove the rear seat so I could get my mountain bike in it.
Yes, little Pedro has no rear seat.
So it's actually a two-seater now, a little hatchback. Fun car, gets great gas mileage, but I had driven a truck for years and years and years. So my first time then going to work in the morning, there was two things that I realized. One was
no respect.
I was blinded because all of a sudden I sat lower than everything else. That has not happened to me in years. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Two was, well, one, I drive like a total sissy. I am a total grandma driver.
Total grandma.
I drive totally slow. I stop for 12 seconds at every stoplight. I use my turn indicator when I'm turning into the driveway of our house. That's how much I
use.
Do
you really?
I do. I use it all the time. And partially is because, you know, I used to ride motorcycles, and it does really help. But I'd like to say that's the only reason, but mainly it's because I'm a total... Who are you waving at?
Roy, he's just staring at me.
I'm just a total grandma driver. Yes. So now I drive this tiny little car, and I'm getting cut off on the road
all the time
by Prii. There are Prii that are constantly cutting.
Is that
me
the
off.
Plural version? Of
it
Prius?
Is because it's not just one that does it. Everybody cuts me off, and it's like they have like these go green and, you know, we love Obama bumper stickers and,
right, and
you
you're
know,
going 5
no
miles
caged
over the speed
animals.
Limit, and you think that's and totally fine,
honking,
and they're like passing you.
They're
going,
honking and flipping me off and cutting
with
me
his
off.
Go green.
I'm in the slow lane, so that never happened to me in the truck ever. I don't ever remember getting cut off by a Prius before.
I
so,
wouldn't have cut you off in the truck.
Yeah, so now I drive a car that's good for a 16-year-old girl, which is. Awesome, because, you know, whatever, but I love my car. It's great.
Because when you're cruising
I get,
high school.
I no. get, yeah, I get no respect at all. So we, yeah, so today, crawl out of my little car and wearing my L.L. Bean yuppie outfit. Dude that was upset about his umbrella, I thought was going to want to fight for some. I didn't take it.
He just seemed
know.
Really upset about something. We didn't know what until he asked us if we saw an old guy who took his umbrella. And we're like... Dude, that sucks. We did not.
I guess it's bad that I consider myself old guy, but I was like, dude, I didn't take your umbrella. Shut the hell up. Had nothing to do with your umbrella.